welcome to this episode of On the Drive. My name is Cindy Lawrence, and I am happy to say that back with me today is Cindy Sarver. Say hello, Cindy Sarver.
Hey, folks.
So with Cindy in Service and Cindy in Parts, you can basically say we're C2, take one. In this episode, we're going to really dive into what it means to be on the drive.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? I'm so glad you asked. So in the automotive industry, as you roll into a dealership, there's a huge plot of land and there's parking lot, right? Mm-hmm. Inside the dealership, there's the showroom floor. There's certain locations that is indicative of every dealership, the service drive, the sales floor, the shop, the parts department. On the drive is where somebody like myself, Cindy Lawrence, service advisor.
To the stars.
To the stars and to...
Well, the stars, yes. Beyond.
It is the stars because it's Mercedes-Benz stars. That's absolutely correct. I was service advisor with
to the
star.
Stars. Yes.
As a service advisor, this is where we live. Our desk is on the drive. Our desks are off the drive. The service drive is where you go. You pull into a dealership. A lot of times it's part of the building. They open up these garage doors and you pull straight into the service drive and advisors come out and help you out. We write up your car. We do walk arounds of your car.
That's
we gather
your
information.
Client knows. Yeah.
It's everything happens.
Yes.
So when you say, I'll see you on the drive, I know where that is. If you and I, Cindy and I, worked together for probably about 10 years at two different dealerships, Mercedes-Benz in Houston, if I would ever call her up and say, hey, because we went to lunch every day, Cindy, pull up and meet me on the drive, you would know exactly where to go.
The drive is where all the action took place.
It is.
Cars came in, the cars came out, clients were
there.
Boy,
there was a lot of action on any given service drive.
Yes, that's the action spot of the dealership.
Where customers drop off, and a lot of times where also customers pick up their vehicles, right?
Yes.
It's really the interchange, the highway within a dealership.
That's where the action takes place, and hence the name of the show, or what?
Is on the drive, right? So a lot of times, so I own my own training company. I do training here, there, and hopefully on your service drive. But a lot of the GMs and service managers will ask me, Cindy, this is a lot of great content, but where are you going to train my people? And I say, so we can go into a training room, a conference room.
Right.
But the best place is on the drive.
Because that's where the action is.
That's where the action is, right? That's where real life scenarios, the rubber hits the road.
Right.
So when I share with a service director, a general manager, a market director, I'm going to work with your team on the drive. That brings another level of excitement.
Yes.
And because of all my years of working on the drive, that is where I feel most comfortable. In fact, when I became a trainer and I would go up into this big ivory tower and I'd look at them like, where are all my friends on the drive? I just love being there. There was just, you know, so much commotion and
yes.
Every day is just different and there's just a vibe.
Things are action
of being
happening,
on the drive.
Coming and going.
Absolutely.
Bam. Yeah. I got you.
When to look up, when to run.
There was not a lot of running, was there, Cindy? Come on.
You would run when you would hear, like, car crashing into another car. Sometimes even customers would crash into each other. It was crazy.
Okay. How did you take being on the drive and maintain all your customers? What was the thing that your customers loved about you?
That I left.
No.
No, I'm kidding. So I would say my strength as a service advisor was I listened.
Important.
And I communicated with them. And I think as a service advisor, our job is communication. When you buy a car, salesperson, right? The technician repairs your vehicle. The parts department orders your parts.
Mm-hmm.
The loaner car facilitates, right? There's all these different departments. And as a service advisor, assistant service manager, we're called several different things. But as your service advisor, your service consultant, my job is communication.
You didn't have customers, Cindy. You had clients. Customers are one-time touch. That you had clients that you knew for a lifetime. Some of them were your friends.
I did. I made a couple of friends along the way. In fact, who I spoke to the other day was Gordon Barnes. We exchanged on Facebook.
My son just bought a car from him. Yes.
Really?
I love Gordon.
Gordon's amazing. And I haven't spoke to Gordon in 20 years, but we're Facebook friends. And he goes, Cindy, you'll never believe this, but there was a woman that I've been selling cars to ever since you introduced us, and she's on her way to buy another car. And so and she goes, she still brings up your name, right? And it's just because you have connections with certain people. So as you can imagine, when you bring your vehicle into the service drive and you connect with your advisor and you feel like they're communicating with you, right? They keep you up to date. They listen to whatever thing you have to say. They document your concerns. They push your vehicle through and make sure everybody's listening to you and get the parts ordered, right? That's all you do is constant facilitation of 1,000 things. And that's what's stimulating and wonderful about it.
But that has to do with talent. You have talent to do that. And Gordon has talent as a salesman to take care of that person.
Absolutely.
Talented people. Now, you would never have referred her to someone else because you knew her and Gordon would mesh because their personalities.
And there's like a symbiotic relationship between a service advisor and a salesperson.
Absolutely.
Because we want, if Janine, my producer out there, if she's going to go looking for a car, I'm going to place her with a great salesperson, that honors his word, has the best interest, blah, 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 blah.
These are lifelong relationships.
Lifelong relationships, right? And believe it or not, it's not just a one touch. They should all be clients, right?
All of them.
Whether you're Mercedes-Benz or you're Honda. In fact, Honda, Toyota have some of the best customer service advisor relationships, right? So in parts, right, I'm Cindy in service, and this is my buddy, Cindy in parts, C2. Cindy, what do you do with your customers? Because there's a difference between, Cindy there?
Yeah.
I'll hold forever. So tell me about some of your experiences and what has customers following you no matter where you go.
Like you, I listen to my clients. I listen to what
you
they
do.
Have to say. And I have, oh my goodness, Jason.
Who's Jason?
Jason is one of my clients at a shop that has followed me from dealership to dealership, no matter what, because...
From Bozzoni?
No, not from Bozzoni, but dealership-wise, buying Mercedes parts. They're a Highline shop, and Jason would call me for parts, and sometimes... You can tell your client's mood.
Absolutely.
If you talk to someone 2 or 3 times a day, if they're happy, they're sad. So Jason had called me one day, and he was just so happy, and he was upbeat. And I go, dude, what'd you do? What'd you drink? What'd you put in your coffee today? And he was like, no, I feel good because I worked out, but I felt like I should cheat. So I got my favorite cheat food, Twinkies. And
Twinkies.
Good.
I love Twinkies.
I love Twinkies. Have you ever seen a Twinkie that's 10 years old?
No, I haven't.
It looks just like a Twinkie from yesterday.
It does because it doesn't deteriorate. It's the only thing. No animal or insect will eat. They're like, that's okay, dude. That's all you. Yes. I saved it for you.
So Jason had called me a couple weeks after that, and he was like stressed out and having a bad day. And it's just, okay, I got you. So I sent my parts driver to buy a box of Twinkies and take it to Jason. Jason called me immediately. He goes, oh, my God, woman. What are you doing
you
to me?
Are amazing. And that immediate connection is...
Yes. I'm working out. I'm trying to work out. You bring me Twinkies because I'm having a bad day. I love it. And he has followed me everywhere I go. I've gone to Astros games with him and his daughter. His wife is a beautiful woman. And it's just, I build relationships like that.
The marketing isn't a billboard.
You just
the
have
marketing
to listen.
Is sometimes a $5 box of Twinkies that is hand-delivered, right? It's a special, unique touch. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Besides Mr. Twinkie.
Oh, my God. Well, I have another client. He called me one day, and he was coughing and coughing. I go, what's going on? He goes, I think I'm getting sick, and I hate it. And I said, dude, you should just go home. He goes, I can't go home. I got to run this place. And he's under so much stress. And so I sent my driver to go get a bag of cough drops and drop it off to him. And he called me immediately. He goes, Cindy, you are awesome. And he goes, no one would ever
have
thought to do that. Why would you do that? Yeah.
You listen.
Because I listen. And I'm a mom, and we do things like that. But the best gift I've ever given.
I can't wait to hear about the best gift. Is it better than Twinkies? And is it better than curing a cough?
It might be.
Really? What is it?
It wasn't medically curable, but yes, it was. It was tequila.
Now you have my attention. Tell me more.
I have an awesome friend that
you do?
Decided to move to Florida and called me and bought a boat.
Her first best day.
Because that's what you do when you move to Florida. You buy a boat.
That is exactly what you do when you move to Florida.
And she named this boat Pura Vida.
I did.
And I said, oh my God, Cindy Lawrence, there is a tequila called Pura Vida. Of course, I had to send her some tequila.
And you did. And I drank it. I hope I drank it on land. Which I did, because when you own a boat, I know I hate to get astray, the squirrel, but when you own a boat, you spend a lot of money to stay sober, to drive all your friends around. So that's one of the reasons that boat had to go. So I'm sure
really?
I drank. Mrs. Officer, I promise
you
I haven't been drinking.
You stayed sober driving the boat?
I did.
I remember one time.
One time?
Well, this particular time.
There you go.
I go, hey, Cindy, I'm going to come to Florida. I would like to see you. And she goes, oh, hell yeah. And so I came to Florida. I hit the town. Cindy, of course, was accommodating. I got to stay at her house. And I go, what are we doing? And I had no agenda. I just wanted to see my friend. The next day, all her friends come over. We're getting into a car. We're driving to the Keys. We get on a boat, rent a boat. We go out snorkeling. I saw sharks. I saw
sea turtles. We were in like 40 feet of water. We were not.
I didn't ask for that. I just wanted to see my friend. It was fun.
I got to go above and beyond. Right?
You did.
And to me, it was just an excuse to go rent a boat. Wait, I'm sorry. It was an excuse to accommodate and delight
my bestie
from the parts department.
I'm along for the ride, and it was quite a ride. It was awesome.
And you know what? She still gets in the car with me. The only time I've ever been in an accident.
Oh, yes.
Was with you.
Oh, when we had duplicate cars.
Oh, my God. We should talk about this. Yes. So Cindy and I, we're buddies, but
Mercedes.
We could not be complete opposites in so many ways. So independently, the same week, we went out and each bought a Mercedes-Benz CLK.
Mercedes was having this great program for employees. If you bought a Mercedes and you were master certified, which means you have to take all these classes, they would pay half of your car payment. So as soon as all of us employees heard that following weekend, we all went out and bought cars.
That's right, we did.
Cindy went to one dealership. I went to another dealership.
Gordon Barnes.
She went to Gordon Barnes. I stayed at Mercedes Greenway and bought my car. And
we showed up like a Monday. We're like, I got a new car. You're like, I got a new car. I got a CLK. You got a CLK?
Yes.
What color is yours? Pewter? With interior?
Mine's pewter with black interior.
It was crazy.
And then our license plates came in.
Oh, that's right. And they were like
one number off from each other. So if we parked next to each other, they were one number off from each other. It was hilarious. And we didn't talk about it.
We didn't know.
Nothing.
That was my first Mercedes. I spent $250.
Was it really?
My first Mercedes, $250 a month for a CLK 320.
I know. How absurd.
Fucking amazing.
And then Mercedes paid on mine, I think it was $175.
It was crazy. But we would go to lunch every day.
Yeah.
And one day we were driving down 1960, which is a huge six-lane road.
It should have been a freeway.
Huge light. It was a flashing light. The light was down, so it was just flashing. The car behind me was a Chevy 350 that
was
full of carpet. So it was this big, huge van full of weight. And when you get hit with more weight, it's more impactful. And as stop-and-go traffic, I went to go stop.
And he didn't want to stop.
And he didn't stop because he was on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Remember? And he hit us, and he threw us all the way out in the middle
of the intersection.
It was flashing lights, right? He kicked us all the way over. Our airbags didn't go out because we got hit from behind, but that whole back end crunched in. Remember that?
Our headrest deployed.
Exploded, and which helps whiplash.
Yeah.
And then our seatbelt hugged us. And then our tele-aid. Our tele-aid, which was, we're going to talk about this probably later on, Mercedes-Benz. My tele-aid called.
We're sitting there.
Roadside assistance. So, like all the doors.
We're shaking our heads going, what the hell happened? And this lady comes talking.
Hello, is everybody okay in the car?
And Cindy goes, what was that?
It's like a message from God. She goes, yeah. I said, yeah, we're okay. She goes, are you in a gray Mercedes? I said, no, it's pewter. I'm surprised I didn't give him the color code at that point. She's, ma'am, I'm just roadside assistance. And then when I got out of the car, because in a Mercedes-Benz, you can get jacked up pretty good and still open up the door. Yes. So I open up the door. The guy comes running out of the van. And he goes, oh, my God, are you okay? And just like that, within like seconds later, the police pull up. And the guy looks at me and goes, oh, my God, who called the cops? And I looked at him and I said, my car called the cops.
The car called the cops.
They said, girl needs some help. We're sending you help. Absolutely. So we've been through a lot together. We'll go through a lot more together as we do more podcasts. Yes. We're going to go hit up Houston and a couple of our friends there. But hopefully this episode has given you some kind of insight into our friendship, some insight into what it means to be on the drive, right? Sometimes there's on the drive, which is a road somewhere, which is hopefully somewhere where we're going. But on the drive is a dealership, life on the dealership, what happens on the dealership, how can we help create a community, a bond between the service industry, the people behind the clipboard, the advisors, the cashiers, the technicians, and those, oh, sorry, parts department.
Yeah,
and those behind the set of keys that have just bought a vehicle of our brand that are coming to us looking for help, for guidance with their vehicle. And with that,
I'll see you on the drive.
I'll see you on the drive. My name is Cindy Lawrence, and I'm at your service. Thank you for listening to On the Drive. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It'd be absolutely awesome if you left us a 5-star review. I'm Cindy Lawrence, at your service. I'll see you on the drive.